This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson and two other Republican Attorneys General have pulled out of the National Association of State Attorneys General. The move to quit the organization follows Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, who left the organization last year. Until then, membership included every state attorney general in the union. Knutson, along with Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, have all quit the National Association. That organization had represented every state's attorney general and has been an organization for 125 years. It's a sudden move for Montana's attorney general. In 2019, then AG Tim Fox, also a Republican, was elected the leader of the organization and touted civility as his emphasis during his year-long term as leader. This is the next in a long line of controversial actions by AG Austin Knutson, who has drawn criticism for attacking a separate branch of government, the judiciary, and for acting outside his capacity as Montana Attorney General. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office has canceled two upcoming training sessions for their staff at a detention facility that would have featured a self-described oath keeper and, quote, constitutional sheriff, unquote, as the trainer. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office said that the town will no longer hold two sessions scheduled for May 31st and September 19th with Richard Rick Whitehead. The decision apparently was prompted by a Reuters story published May 6th that exposed how U.S. police trainers with far-right ties are conducting law enforcement training sessions across the U.S. That story highlighted Whitehead, an Idaho-based police training consultant. The Missoula Police Department ended its relationship with a training group that advocates for police violence in February, Killology Research Group, led by former Army Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Killology and Grossman previously held two police training sessions for Missoula officers. Rick Whitehead had a failed 2020 campaign for the sheriff's office in Kootenai County, Idaho, where Whitehead handed out cards where he self-identified as an oath keeper. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, members of the Oath Keepers hold anti-government beliefs and laud themselves as defenders of the Constitution. Missoula County jail personnel have attended trainings offered by Whitehead. Missoula County, in changing course, said, in light of the recent article, Missoula County Detention Facility will no longer attend training presented by Richard Whitehead and Associates. The first total lunar eclipse of 2022 is about to color the moon red on Sunday night. This weekend's full flower moon will be bathed in a rusty bronze light as Earth's shadow sweeps across it, creating a spectacle visible across most of North America, weather permitting. It's the first of two total lunar eclipses visible from the U.S. this year. The next is slated for the night of November 7th and will favor parts of northwestern North America. The total lunar eclipse on Sunday will begin as an remarkable penumbral lunar eclipse, a subtle darkening hardly perceptible to the untrained observer. That's when the broadest, most diffuse part of the Earth's shadow begins sweeping across the lunar surface from the bottom left to the top right. Once the Earth's shadow fully swallows it, the moon will turn red. That's because the only light reaching the moon is what streams through Earth's atmosphere. Shorter wavelengths and higher frequencies of light are scattered away, leaving only the longer wavelengths colored red. Eclipses of all forms occur when one object blocks another. In the case of a total lunar eclipse, the Earth intercedes between the Sun and the Moon. You might expect that to prevent sunlight reaching the Moon at all, making it disappear, but that doesn't happen. Instead, some sunlight skims around the periphery of Earth through our atmosphere and is scattered toward the Moon. For this to happen, the Sun, Earth, and Moon all have to be in a line. That only happens during a full moon. Solar and lunar eclipses come in pairs about 2 weeks apart. The most recent partial solar eclipse was April 30th, visible from South America. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.